It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. We have more on this discovery in Colorado of the first case of a highly transmissible variant of COVID-19 first detected in England. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
State officials announced yesterday that an Elbert County man tested positive for the new, more infectious variant. He apparently did not travel internationally, so Dr. Mark Johnson, the interim director of Jefferson County Public Health, says it's likely that there are more people here carrying the UK strain.
That would certainly be my guess, and I would not be surprised if there are hundreds of people that have the variant in Colorado.
Johnson says the good news is it appears the vaccine protects against this new strain, and Coloradans should continue to do what they've been doing. Wear a mask, avoid crowds, and wash hands. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Police in Aspen say they're still investigating who vandalized the city's natural gas system this weekend, causing a widespread outage across the area. There was graffiti saying Earth First on the sabotaged equipment, the name of a radical environmental group, but Assistant Police Chief Bill Lynn says it's far too early to assume a motive.
Somebody clearly is sending a message intentionally. It's just right now we don't 100% know for sure what the message was they were trying to send.
The FBI is assisting local law enforcement with the investigation. Meanwhile, Black Hills Energy says it should be able to restore gas service to all affected customers over the next few days. Residents in Denver can leave their Christmas trees out for recycling starting Monday. The city says people have 2 weeks to put out trees on their scheduled trash days. Residents must remove all decorations, lights, and stands and set the trees out before 7 a.m. Artificial trees will not be picked up. Denver also has 2 drop-off locations. The trees will be turned into mulch to give away in the spring. Christmas lights can also be dropped off at designated sites. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.